Hello guys, like always, you guys are in my bra right now. I just came to pick up a package, because I don't know if I've told you guys this before, but I have a bunch of problems with my mail, and I ordered some face wash online. And so, this is going to sound stupid because I'm going to talk about skincare. What the fuck was that? Something like flew into my, in the front of my windshield. What the fuck are you doing? Go ahead. Oh, well, fucking dumbass. This fucking lady's going straight. She can't. I don't know what the fuck she's doing. Fucking dumbass. And then she looks at me like I'm an idiot. You fucking moron. Oh, so there's this like specific exfoliator that I used to use before. There's this specific exfoliator that I used to use that it's from this brand called Dermalogica. And after I lost my job, I stopped buying it because it was pricey. And I was trying like a bunch of like drugstore stuff. And this exfoliator is so bomb. Like, it comes in a powder form. And so you add water and then you exfoliate your face with it and it makes your face feel like a baby's ass. I swear to God. And so, oh my God, these people, I'm barely like 2 minutes into this fucking ramble and I'm already fucking pissed. Are you kidding me? Oh my God, this person's a fucking moron. Why do you have your fucking turn signal on if you're not gonna fucking turn, you fucking moron? Oh my God. Oh, of course, and she has a vape in her fucking hand. Fucking dumbass. Stupid. People, seriously. Was it? Oh, yeah. So, it's in a powder form. And so, like, I hadn't bought it because it's pricey. And so, I was, like, trying all these, like, drugstore exfoliators. And they just, like, didn't work for me. Like, they just don't make my skin feel good. Like, I don't know what it is, but just, like, I don't like them. And so, I got a coupon. Go ahead, fucking idiot. Oh my God, these people, bro. So there's three lanes right at the stop sign that I'm at. The two left lanes are for turning. Well, the farthest left lane is for just turning. The middle lane is for turning and for going straight. And then the right lane, of course, is for going straight. And then the last, it's like a side lane or whatever, but that's for turning like right. And so I'm pulling up to this fucking stoplight and the car in front of me, starts like putting their blinker on to get in the other lane, the left lane. But they're like braking. And I'm like, go, bitch, I'm not going left. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And then as this person is trying to get in the left lane, I'm braking like a crazy person. There's a cop. There is a fucking, what kind of car is it? An Explorer. There's a fucking Explorer in the right lane, which is just for going straight, that is trying to get in the left lane. And they just went right. Are you kidding me? Oh my God, dude. Seriously? Like, people are extra dumb today. So I hadn't bought this exfoliator because it just like was expensive, and I got a coupon in the mail, from the place that I get my like face stuff from. That's for 20%, and I was like, I'm gonna buy it. And I also needed to buy like shampoo and stuff. But like, since it's this person, better stop riding my fucking ass, bro. Stop. I swear to God, I'm gonna follow this person home. And I'm going to be like, the audacity. That's all I'm going to say. And then I'm going to let them go. Did you guys know that, like, if there's, like, a runaway tire on the highway, it, like, can kill you? Like, I didn't know that until I started going on Idiots in Cars. Like, the subreddit. Like, okay, so I haven't made, like, a Reddit ramble in a really long time. And I'm just going to go for it right now. I've been obsessed with two different subreddits, bro. And I can't stop. I can't stop going on these two subreddits. They are... Don't worry, you want to know, I'm going to tell you. Public freakouts and idiots in cars. What are you doing? Put your fucking blinker on. Idiots in cars and public freakouts are by far two of the best subreddits of all time on Reddit. They're so entertaining. Like, I deadass, like, didn't close the Reddit app for, like, 3 or 4 days. Because I was afraid to lose my place on public freakouts. Because I was going from, like, the top of all time. And there's so many of them, dude. Like, they're so good. Oh, my Lord. And so, fucking... Idiots in Cars taught me that runaway tires will literally, like, kill you. Like, I thought it's just, like, a tire. But it's, like, a tire that's heavy. And it's, like, going super fast. But that's just me being an idiot that I didn't, realize that. But, anyway, so... I bought this exfoliator, but since, like, it was pricey and, like, I ordered, like, a shampoo with it and stuff, I like, didn't want to get it shipped to my house because I can't trust my postal office because they're incompetent. I had it shipped to my mom's. And she calls me yesterday. And she's like, I called her the day I ordered, placed the order, and I was like, hey, I got some stuff shipped to you, to your house. So when you get it, like, can you let me know? And she was like, what is it? I was like, it's some face wash, like shampoo, like a moisturizer. And she was like, oh, okay. And she calls me yesterday and she's like, hey, a package came in. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go pick it up. And she's like, oh, but it's Crocs. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, the package has Crocs in it. And I was like, okay, so I didn't order Crocs. She's like, I did. I was like, then that's not my package. What are you calling me for? And she's like, oh. I'm like, what are you calling me for? She's like, I don't know. I was like, okay. And then she called me today and she's like, hey, your stuff is here, so I went to pick it up. But, like, it's just, like, so annoying that I have to, like, get stuff delivered somewhere else. Sometimes, like, when I get stuff like UPS or FedEx, it's, if it's something expensive or like I just get it shipped to my mom's or I pick it up at the, like, the post office. Because the last time I ordered something expensive, I ordered, like, a ring from Israel and it was like $300, and I ordered, like, a necklace and it was like $150, and those both got lost in the fucking mail. Like, it was a fucking nightmare. But anything, like, small, I'll just get, like, dropped off. I don't know why I'm talking about this shit. It's just annoying. It's frustrating. And today I just have, like, a cleaning day because my brother was borrowing my car because he doesn't have a car. And I haven't been, like, driving anywhere because I work from home. So he was borrowing my car. And this motherfucker borrowed my car like 2.5 weeks ago, and I had told him that the car needed a fucking oil change, and he was like, oh yeah, like, the, wait, so the car didn't need an oil change when I lent him the car. I, like, have it written down. I have, like, a planner. And on my planner, I have written down what date I had to do the oil change or how many miles. And since I didn't have the car with me, I didn't know how many miles it had on it. So I texted him and I was like, hey, dude, like, when you get in the car, can you tell me how many miles are on it? And he told me, and I was like, dude, that car is, like, overdue on its oil change. Like, you need to go do the oil change. And he was like, all right. And so, like, this fucking moron had my car for, like, almost 3 weeks. And, like, I called him the other day because we were going to go get dinner. And I was like, hey, I was asking what time they were going to be coming over to my house because they live on the other side of town, so it's like a drive. It's like a 35-minute drive. And I'm like, what time are you guys coming? And he's like, he told me, and I was like, did you get the oil change? And he's like, no. And I'm like, you know that I could, like, fuck up, like, the engine, right? Because that happened to my cousin. Like, my cousin's a fucking moron. Excuse me. And she ruined her car's engine, completely fell apart because she had a Jeep. And she never changed the oil on it the whole time she had it. And it fucked up her engine. And she had to, like, replace the whole engine. And so I was telling him, I'm like, bro, like, you could break my car. And he was like, all right, whatever. And I was like, yeah, fuck you. I don't want to listen to the song. My God, I'm so lonely. So I go open the window to hear songs of people. This is Mitski, in case you guys don't know. Venus, planet of love, was destroyed by global warming. The light's green, bitch. What are you doing? And I don't want your pity. So then he was supposed to be coming to dinner and then taking my car again because he needed it. He was going to borrow it. And then when he was leaving, after we went to get dinner and stuff, he was like, where are the keys? I was like, no, I'm taking you. And he was like, why? And I'm like, the one fucking thing I asked you to do is get a fucking oil change, and you couldn't do that in 3 fucking weeks. He's like, well, what do you want me to do? He's like, What do you want me to do? I didn't go anywhere. I'm like, what do you mean you didn't go anywhere? You didn't go grocery shopping? You guys didn't go to the movies? You guys didn't go to dinner together? He's like, yeah. I'm like, and then, like, how are you going to sit there and tell me that you're fucking, you didn't go anywhere in my car when I fucking saw on Snapchat that you're over here fucking eating this expensive restaurant, like, going to the post office, going shopping, like, going to the mall, like, and you're going to tell me that you didn't use my car and you didn't go anywhere. He's like, I just don't understand what the big deal is. I'm like, exactly. You don't understand what the big deal is, so I'm going to fucking drive your ass because you're not going to borrow my fucking car. And now he's mad. I don't know why I'm telling you guys these things. I'm sorry. Oh my God, this minivan. Oh my God, why is everyone driving so fucking shitty today? What's going on? Nobody.
Ooh, nobody, nobody, nobody. Nobody, 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 nobody,
what else is I gonna say? I saw Joker yesterday. I mean, the day before yesterday. Wait, when did I see it? Yeah, the day before yesterday. It was super great. I loved it so much. I love Joaquin Phoenix. I want him to give me a child. And also, he's dating my dream girl, which he's engaged to my dream girl, which is Rooney Mara. They're engaged. And yeah, I thought it was fantastic. I really, really liked it. I saw somebody say, the other day I was talking to somebody, and they said, like, that they thought that Arthur's actions were just. And I was like, okay, first of all, like, no. Like, he's mentally, I understand that the world kicks you down, but when the world kicks you down, you pick yourself up, you don't go shooting people, is my, even though, I mean, I like those type of movies. I don't know, I talked, if you're my patron, you heard my last ramble, you probably already know what I'm going to say, but I like that it was plausible, everything that happens to him. I like that they showed a different side of Thomas Wayne. This woman's watching me talking to myself, and she's still looking at me.
So tangled up in my life.
Thank you, woman. Oh my God, I'm behind this, like, how do people get their license when they drive 2.5 miles per hour is what I want to fucking know.
I love you, it's the old days when I could anything. How'd you get so tangled up in my thinker?
Oh, here's the funeral home. This is the funeral home that we had my grandma's funeral in. I haven't talked about this, like, because I haven't done a road rage ramble in a while. My family has completely fallen apart because of my grandmother's death. And everybody's fighting for material things. And my mom asked me the other day, because there's a lot of stuff that's my mom's and my grandma's house, because my mom is the one that pulled the weight and, like, carried her family. Like, my mom came across to the United States, like, when she was, like, 15, and she worked, she's worked since she was a teenager to provide for her family. And so she, and so a lot of the stuff in my grandma's house is my mom's, and now my whole family is, like, fighting for shit that was in my grandma's house, and a lot of the stuff is my mom's. What is this? And so I was talking to my mom, and my mom is like, well, I was telling her, I'm like, dude, there's only two things that I want in my mom's. And it's funny because there's the same thing that I want for my dad. The only two things that I want that are in that house are my mom's old photo albums from when she was single and in her 20s. And she had, like, an old white black and white camera, like a shitty old black and white camera. And she just took a bunch of pictures. And it's on, like, those pictures that are, like, thick. She has, like, four or five albums of when she first came to the U.S. and just pictures of her friends, and I want those albums. Like, that's what I want from my mom. And my mom also has her old record player and all of her old records in my grandma's house in Mexico. So I told my mom that's the only things that I want. Those are the two only things that I want from what is in the house. I also want a scarf. Like, I don't know how to say it in Spanish. Like, a... What is that thing called? A thing that, like, Mary puts over her head? Like, in Spanish, it's called a rebozo. My grandma used to wear them all the time. And so I told my mom that all I want is a rebozo of my grandmother's. Because I already inherited a ring of my grandma's that she wore till she died. But I don't wear it on a daily basis because I'm a fucking moron and I'll fucking lose it. Because I'm the type of person that has to take my jewelry off. Ooh, someone's getting pulled over. Nice. I'm the type of person who... Sorry, person in front of me, that I didn't take the light. Anyway. I'm the type of person that will, like, take my ring off and stuff when I... When I wash my hands and stuff, or when I shower, I can't leave, like, my ring on. Like, my rings on or anything. Oh, there's this guy in a Vespa next to me. Oh, he's so cute. I didn't know people actually drove Vespas. I just remember Vespas from, like, Vice City. Yeah, so I take my jewelry off all the time. And so I can't trust myself to not lose the ring, even though... And it means so much to me, so I just, like, don't even... I just have it in... Like, away. Sorry. And, yeah, and my dad has, like, a really big collection of records as well. And, hey, look, that's a prisoner bus. Oh, shit. So that's what I want for my dad's too. Like, I already told my dad that I want all his old records whenever my dad passes. I hope it's not soon, because that would devastate me. I don't know why I said that, obviously. Anyway, but I just got sidetracked. Yeah, my family has fallen apart since my grandma died. Everybody's fighting for material things, and it's unfortunate, and... Why are these people screaming, bro? And yeah, so lots happened, and... yeah.
Oh, my lovely baby, you're all I see. Baby, it's all I do. It's cold out, it's past eight. And I just lost my keys again. I don't know how to take it. When you come home, I'm stuck here, but I don't feel all alone. Cause I've heard the wind of every 2 weeks. It's all I do.
What was I saying? I forgot. Yeah, everybody's fighting for stupid shit in my family, and I think, like, the one thing that it's made me realize is that I don't want to be a part of my family. Like, I know the people that I want in my family, who I want to stay close with. I know the people that I want to fuck with, basically, and I don't want to, there's a lot of people I don't want to fuck with. I could go the rest of my life without seeing them again. So I think that's the best part of what has happened, since my grandma passed. And also my mom and me are very close now. It's brought us together. I just have to do something on my phone really quick. I'm not texting and driving or anything. I just have to do this really quick. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I didn't even have my blinker on. Oh my god, I didn't have my blinker on. I'm one of those people now. This only happened because I'm distracted. I'm sorry. Yeah, please, by all means, you fucking moron. So that's happened. If any of you guys are wondering what happened with my fucking job, there's a bunch of shit that went down with that, and it's a mess, and now I have to figure something out, so that's cool. But my plans are still the same. I'm still gonna be moving, and I'm stoked about it. I'm really excited. Does anybody know? I really want to watch The Dark Knight, like the Batman Begin movies, but I can't. They're not posted online. If I have to watch them, I have to buy them, and, like, I have them on Blu-ray, but, like, I packed up my Blu-ray player, and my MacBook, like, doesn't have a CD-ROM on it, and I have my old MacBook does have a CD-ROM on it, like a disc thing, but I pack that, too. It's in a box somewhere, in my garage, so I don't know how to watch them. I don't know if there's any way that I can watch them, because I really want to watch them, especially after seeing The Joker, because I think the way that they tied The Joker, I know I was reading an interview, I was reading an article yesterday that said that the director of the movie didn't want this movie to be tied into anything else. Like, it wasn't supposed to be a prequel of Batman Begins or anything like that. Like, he just wanted it to be like a standalone Joker movie. But the fuck? What is this woman doing? What are you doing right now? So people don't know how to use their brakes now, or what's going on now? Oh my god, this person in a like bright orange truck just... Ooh, that was weird. Anyway, so... Yeah, the movie's supposed to be a standalone, which I like, but I also like the fact that it does... It's plausible that the Joker in the movie, in Joker, would become the Joker in the Dark Knight. I don't know why I just stuttered so bad. Not that there's anything wrong with people that stutter, I'm sorry. I'm probably going to have to pause you guys here in a sec, because... I'm on my way to Whole Foods. Oh my god. But I'll probably record when I come back. Like being cared for. Where are you going? Besides, yeah, so I feel like the movie does tie them. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay. It does tie them together. It's plausible that the Joker in The Dark Knight would have begun with the Joker that we saw in this movie. Where do I go? I am so confused. You guys are gonna have to give me a second.